Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
Foil hat. Check us out on all of our social media platforms. On Twitter at tinfoilhatcast. Reddit.com/r/tinfoilhatshow.
On Instagram at tinfoilhatpod.
Or allcomedytshirts.com.
Email us at tinfoilhatpod@gmail.com.
Foil hat. Global controls will have to be imposed. And a world governing body will be created to enforce them.
Welcome to Tinfoil Hat. We go deep, homeboy. Aaron, open your mic. Drink from the fountain of knowledge. There's lizard people everywhere. That's some interdimensional shit. Up, Aaron.
I am here. Can you hear me? Rock and roll.
Now I can hear everybody.
Hello?
One, two.
I'm going to talk like I rock hard.
Rodham.
Two, one.
Get mad is what he's saying.
I don't even know. Oh, yeah, when I scream at people.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll move the mic away when I yell.
Oh, there it is.
Passive aggressive. Yeah.
Two,
Ryan.
One, two,
he's passive aggressive. He's aggressively passive. A passive aggressive.
Two. I'm
Ryan.
Fine.
No.
I like your shirt, Ryan.
I'm passive.
He's just aggressive.
I'm direct, man.
Guys, so much going on. What a crazy week.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been a crazy week for conspiracies.
When does it start, the podcast?
I've been trying to train Sam to get more on the Joey Diaz Church What's Happening Now vibe, where it's just like,
so
hey,
basically
cucks,
what Ryan does is he listens to the podcast and he makes us try to do other people's podcasts.
Well, here's the idea. Radio comes from the idea that this was before we had a visual, and then we went to TV, and then we needed to create something else that you couldn't get at home. So then they made 3D films. So you went out and watched 3D films in the 50s, and then you had to get VHS. Then we had to get people back out in the theaters. So then they came out with IMAX, and they came out with LaserDisc.
Can you guys hear Ryan?
I can hear him, but not
bit, but you're,
ideally.
Yeah, it's not very loud.
Hopefully I'm not being recorded, because we are a conspiracy theory podcast. Around the horn, as you guys know, we got Sam Tripoli.
No, it's Trevor Project, which is helps out homeless gay youth.
Okay. Well, that's fine. That's good. That's a cause.
Yeah, it is a cause.
And that voice you're hearing is the one and only, you got it, 818 for life.
Stephen Brody Stevens. Yes, you got it.
Oh my God. Don't
joining us
it.
Also in studio, this is our third episode in a row. Some might say she's becoming a regular.
Yeah, in a, what is that, field hockey? They call it a hat trick?
A hat trick. That's in hockey. Yeah, a lot of things. Please, we're just going to call her the Alley Cat. Please welcome Alley Cat.
Hey.
Alley Cat.
Yeah, Ellie's
I
been
can
on.
Be Justin. Hey.
Hey. She's been on a couple episodes. She's deep in the conspiracies. I follow her tweets. She goes hard in the paint.
Yeah, we got to invest in a bone mic. That's what you put inside someone's ear, and then we can be in the white van or the U-Haul truck, and we can send in Alley into places like a...
They wouldn't let us go?
Mm-hmm. Some places where either... Myself, which is a love child of Manson.
Yes.
Or Sam, which is a...
Gorilla Tits Tripoli?
No, someone described you as, Sam would make a great kindergarten teacher. And I was like, he would.
Really? Oh, that's so nice.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
That is sweet. And I feel that. So, Brody, let me ask you something. When we did the Social Justice Warriors tour, that was a huge success. Did you think it was a success, Brody?
Yeah. I don't know if it was financially success. It was a success because I enjoyed it.
Yes.
And it was fun to hang out with the guys. And again, I think you did a great job with the organization.
Yeah.
And
it
all
wasn't
that.
Like the biggest money maker, but I think it was fun to gig with your friends. And we just tried to do it ourselves, which is great.
I'm glad we went through Austin before all that craziness started happening. Imagine if we had a show when the bomb was going down.
Right. Oh. But I felt like you were like, you were more like, you were just kind of like, wasn't into what Hollywood was doing right now. You're kind of taking it to the Twitter to let people know, and I loved it. And then you were kind of like starting to, maybe you're doing it before the tour, but you were definitely starting to watch some Alex Jones. But I feel like now you've joined us in the woke community. Like you're in to like what's really going on, like the spiritual skepticism of the official narrative. Are you one of us? Are you a brother?
I would definitely say I'm a brother with Tinfoil.
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
And it's not by, I'm not somebody who questions things. I'm not one of those guys. Again, I only became a questioner when it was just forced upon me. And I want to say Vegas. I'll say the election. Then I'll say Vegas. And then I'll say the David Hogg kid. It was just so apparent with how that has been so perfect, how it was all planned out. And then for me, you're talking about what else also.
Yeah, what got you into it?
I think also, not into it, but more like open to it. Roseanne saying it's okay. She went on and she talked about the anonymous, the Q thing. That's where I'm getting a lot of my information.
Oh, wow.
I look at that Q stuff, the anonymous, and also Jordan Kleppner, the guy from Comedy Central, that show or the opposition.
But is that
opposition.
Show pro or anti?
They're anti. They're making fun of Alex Jones. I said, Jordan Kleppner from Comedy Central said the hashtag the storm. I checked it out and was like, whoa, there's some crazy stuff in there, which there was. So he kind of gave me the okay for me to say, hey, I did check it out because I watched the Comedy Central show.
Because we got to focus on Parkland.
Why do you think it's happening at such a clip? I have my opinion.
It's exponential growth. It's numbers.
Well,
we're at
that,
8
that
point
they're very
something
scared
billion
of the
people.
That the internet got out of their way, got away from them.
Yep.
And that's why you're seeing all the censorship right now. And they're going to try to control it, and they can't.
They can't.
It's
people
blood
know.
In the water. So now they got to keep doing these, because now they have to get the fucking, the plan on hyperdrive. It's got to move quickly. So now it's like, boom, every fucking couple months till people break. But you know what's happening? More and more every day, just like Brody did, people are starting to wake up. And they're coming to it. And it's, I don't know what's going to happen, because at some point I think it's going to be a little hand to God, straight up, tear the whole shit down to the nuts and bolts and bring it back up. I don't know. You know, I watch Trump. He gets rid of this scumbag. He puts another scumbag in.
Right.
It's almost like whack-a-mole. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's on our side. I don't know if he's not on our side. I don't know what's going on. Okay. He gets rid of someone. I'm like, fuck yeah. And then he comes another fucking... Like, he gets rid of that one guy. Then Bolton comes in, and you're like, oh, fuck. That guy's walking evil.
To tear everything down, we're talking about the entire system.
Yeah.
I mean, all empires have fallen.
Our empire literally started during... After World War II. That's when the empire really got kicked in the gear. Just think about that. Now we're already stretched. I mean, that's why everyone wants to blame Rome on the lack of morals. That's why it fell. It's not the lack of morals. It's that they fucking overextended themselves. Mm-hmm. You can't just go all over the world and expect to be able to control everything and still be able to control shit at home.
And I feel that if we are... free to do what we can do, we can be a super, we could be a great leader for the rest of the world. We can help us first. It's like, give us the oxygen and then we'll take care of the babies. But we're not, they want to like take that spirit away from us. And we're not, you know, we're different from other countries. Sorry. That's just the way it goes. This is the wild, wild west, and I'm not ashamed of it.
Are you worried that if the government in China has the capabilities of affecting the weather, that our government has the ability to affect the weather?
Put on a raincoat. Yeah, weather's bad, but I think we have more pressing issues, to be honest with you.
So Brody's a patriot. What you say is you're red, white, and blue true.
I feel red, white, and blue true. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't call myself Republican. Mm-hmm. I would just say that I want what's best for everybody. I like when we do work together. I do. I like the unity. I don't like the division. And I feel like if America's good, we can lead the way and show a good example of to for the world. Why not? What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with that.
People don't want that. They think America's evil, but we're not. Foil hat. Foil hat. Foil hat. Foil hat. Foil hat.